Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Heinie Maynish. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cobb reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke tags and scores. Cobb tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish takes first base on ball four. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Mainisch steals second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Rourke scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Basler moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive towards right. Evans catches it and throws to second to double up Basler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. McManus reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. McManus scores. Jacobson moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Tigers. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Cobb is chasing the ball. Sisler rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's Tigers, 4, Browns, 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive towards third. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Cobb moves to second. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noone pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Noone moves to third. Blue moves to second. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground for an out. Blue moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hooks Dawes now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Baby Doll Jacobson. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Severide reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. It's Tigers, 5, Browns, 5. Herschel Bennett pinch runs for Hank Severide. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Bennett moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Tobin now playing right field. Joe Evans now playing center field. Leo Dixon now catching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wingard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rigney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Evans reaches second base with a double. Ed Wells now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Sisler moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.